I didn't know what to say, Horst went on. The strangest silence held sway for a few moments. Then it said, Forgive me, but I must discern the tides of your truths. Then, everything froze. Afterwards, the ship assured me that there had been no lag, no break in time, but in that instance I sensed a force moving through me like a million needles of light, prying, exposing, studying, moving on, as if I and the ship had become translucent. Horst frowned, pursing his lips. Then it was over, and my breathing was back. I was angry, but the ship couldn't see why. Then the creature said, As I feared, you are seeking the Godhead. Such a pursuit can only have tragic consequences. I will show you why. Horst fell silent, and the construct's voice then spoke. In your written account, you reported being shown a stream of images. Horst smiled ruefully. That was something of an understatement. I have no idea what kind of tech was employed, but when it finished speaking, my awareness was just pulled out of my body. It seems that I was leaving the ship behind, swooping headlong down towards the blue planet. The huge creature then took me on a tour of that world and its inhabitants, which is when I saw that my guide was identical to the ruling species and also to the intercessor, whose false data led us into that pocket universe trap. The ship asserted that you sat perfectly still in your chair, unresponsive but displaying brain activity. All that you experienced could only have been a projection. A nod. A projection of a vanished race. My guide was an artificial intelligence left behind when this species became extinct. Horst leaned forward, a haunted look on his face. They were called the Tanenth, and they were created by the Godhead, an entire race and its world, complete and fully formed. One day they all woke up and found themselves aware and fully conscious. The Godhead had even provided the basic workings of civilization. What must that have been like? To be told that you are a product, an artifact designed by another's will. There are several species who assert that the Godhead was instrumental in their ascent to sentience, said the voice of the construct. This is the first instance of one claiming to be a direct creation. You did not mention if this AI was also made by the Godhead.
And the Tanenth made it themselves, Horst said. They were a very long-lived race, and clearly designed that way, but they were sexless and unable to procreate. Synthetic tutors and advisors were on hand to provide assistance and guidance. The Godhead had given the Tanenth brains structured to encourage the profoundest interconnections of thought without the biochemical imbalances that foster psychological instability. With the passing centuries, their knowledge and their science progressed in leaps and bounds, and the Godhead's advisors increasingly became observers. Their world and its star were set apart from the other civilizations which dominated their home galaxy in that particular past universe. Yet they were not ignorant of other species and their propensities. When the Tanenth began researching into their own genetics with the aim of creating offspring, the advisors moved in and shut the project down.